2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. 8 boys have now been rescued from that flooded cave in Thailand, and they're recovering inside a hospital. They're not being allowed to hug their parents yet because of possible infection and germs. ABC's Adrian Bankert is outside the hospital.
It's quite a journey coming all the way from that cave via ambulance, then helicopter, then ambulance again. Once they arrive here on scene, they have doctors and nurses, again, dedicated to make sure that they recover fully.
4 boys and their soccer coach still remain trapped inside the cave. Rescuers will try to get them out tomorrow. President Trump is expected to announce his pick for the Supreme Court tonight. Yesterday, he said his list was narrowed down to 4 people. ABC's Terry Moran has details on 2 of the front runners.
Brett Kavanaugh, he's 53 years old, a Washingtonian. He has long been considered the conservative superstar. He worked for Ken Starr on the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky investigation. Amy Coney Barrett, she is the newbie among the group, 46 years old. She's been on the court for less than a year. A favorite among social conservatives. She's a professor of law, has been a professor of law at Notre Dame.
Whoever gets the nod faces a tough confirmation battle. A court-ordered deadline for the reunification of migrant families and children younger than 5 who were separated at the border is just a day away. The Trump administration is hinting that deadline may be missed.
Government attorneys say they've had trouble confirming relationships between adults and kids who were taken into custody at the border, and that that's likely to keep kids under 5 from being reunited with their families on Tuesday. A federal judge in California will hear a request from the feds for an extension of tomorrow's deadline.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill has rejected calls to resign following allegations he inappropriately touched several women at a party.
A week ago today, I had a name, and I want my name back.
The accusations against Hill were made public when an internal memo was leaked last week. You're listening to ABC News.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
South Jersey's News Talk, 1400 WOND.
Good afternoon. WOND News Time is 2:03. It is 79 degrees here at the studios of Longport Media in Linwood. I'm Rachel Haynes. An obsequian doctor who often treated celebrities performing in Atlantic City and also flooded the streets of Atlantic City with more than 80,000 narcotic pills is headed to state prison for 4 years. Dr. Alan Faustino, who admitted at sentencing that he was addicted to painkillers, had pleaded guilty in February to distribution of controlled dangerous substance. The state called Faustino a dealer with a medical license. It was estimated he wrote nearly 700 prescriptions for a total of 81,000 pills in just over a 3-month period in 2015. He could have received a 10-year prison term, but Judge Bernard DeLorelli took into account Faustino's personal health issues and the fact that he'd likely be stripped of his medical license and gave him a lesser sentence. 3 other members of the drug ring who distributed the pills received suspended sentences of up to 5 years. 2 other people involved in the drug ring are still waiting for their classes to be settled. Authorities continue to investigate the deaths of 2 women found Sunday in a unit at the Vassar Square high-rise condominium in the Ventnor Boardwalk. The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office released a single statement Sunday that simply confirmed the deaths were being investigated by the Prosecutor's Office and Ventnor Police and had no other further information would be released. And cast members and the production crew of the MTV reality series The Jersey Shore were spotted throughout Atlantic City over the weekend, with many of the sightings reported at Harrah's Resort and the pool after dark, where cast member DJ Pauly D, a regular pool DJ, was spinning Saturday. However, The cast of the series, which wasn't invited to return to Seaside Heights, where the series began 9 years ago, wasn't seen in the Wildwoods, where they also wanted to film. The island's three main communities also said no thanks to having the show shoot segments in the Five Mile Beach. The Greater Wildwood Tourism Improvement and Development Authority went so far as to issue a statement Friday, signed off by the island's main community and business groups, saying the Jersey Shore wasn't welcome on the island. The communities refused to issue permits for the show to shoot there. However, nothing would have prevented them from renting a house and shooting indoors, for which permits wouldn't be needed. WOND News Time is now 2:05. Let's go to the Longport Media 24-Hour Weather Center and Chief Meteorologist Dan Skeldon.
Hey, Rachel. Hey, South Jersey. Good Monday afternoon to you. Lots of sunshine out there this afternoon, just a light sea breeze. Still tolerable humidity levels, although I think they'll inch up a little bit more tomorrow, as will the heat. No heat waves, though. No prolonged bouts of hot, humid weather. Today, it's 80 at the shore, 85 on the mainland. Tonight, mid-60s, so not as cool as we have been. Skies mainly clear, a little bit milder. Tuesday, the hot day of the week. Probably our best chance for hitting 90 on the mainland. 80s at the shore, partly to mostly sunny skies. Could be a thunderstorm or two Tuesday night ahead of a weak cold front. It's our only chance of rain this week, and it's a pretty weak front, so not much cold air behind it. Instead of near 90 like we'll be tomorrow, I think the rest of the week is mid to upper 80s, with seasonable warm, seasonable humidity as well, with partly to mostly sunny skies Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Chris is a tropical system off the East Coast. It will stay there, but probably some surf and rip currents along our beaches later this week as Chris moves out to sea safely. In the Longport Media 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Dan Skeldon.
Thank you, Dan. The current ocean temperature is 70 degrees. It is 76 in Ventnor, 77 in Upper Township, and 75 degrees on the world-famous Atlantic City Boardwalk. I'm Rachel Haynes, WOND News. Keep it here for more breaking news as it happens throughout the day. Bob Burns in your afternoon is next on News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader.
News Talk 1400 WOND takes a look in the rearview mirror for the way it was in Atlantic City. Here's the singing lifeguard, Jim Crane, to tell us more.
We're going to take a look back in that rear view mirror of Atlantic City to the year of 1941. Of local interest in 1941 was the marriage of Enoch Nucky Johnson and Florence Flossie Osbeck on July 31st at the First Presbyterian Church, Pacific and Pennsylvania Avenues. The wedding was a closed affair with only 70 invited guests. Three members of the Atlantic City Police Department stood guard. They were Sergeant Joe Lavicchio, Captain Harry Saunders, and Patrolman Roy Smith. Gala reception followed at Johnson's Spanish-style cottage on Iowa Avenue. But within a few hours, Nucky would go before a federal judge to hear pronouncement of his sentence, which slammed shut prison doors on the longtime Republican leader of Atlantic County. He had been found guilty of income tax evasion on two counts. Nuck's departure was cheered by some, but lamented by many, for it had been said that he never refused help to anyone in need. There it is, the story of Nucky Johnson getting married way back in the rearview mirror of Atlantic City in the year 1941. I'm Jim Crane. Please have a wonderful day.
Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnership and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
I'm Bob, and this here is my place.
You're going to get some opinions.
I'm Bob. Would you knock me out, please?
Mixed in with a little news, the latest weather, some sports, and maybe even a little reminiscing.
I have a song from 1962.
And you're almost guaranteed to hear something that's going to make you smile.
Bob, we love playing here tonight.
But if you're not careful, you might even learn a thing or two.
Very interesting.
Live from the studios of Longport Media, it's time for Bob Burns in your afternoon.
We'll talk to Bob.
And now, here's Bob.
Hey, what's going on? That's right. It's Bob Burns in your afternoon. We have Eric Rich here from Rich Asset Management, Marmore, New Jersey. 609-486-5073 is his phone number there. How you doing, Eric?
Not too bad.
Got a tie on today, huh?
I know. I'm fancy today.
Shoot.
I know.
That must mean an appointment.
Yeah. Got a check presentation today from Ocean City Exchange Club for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Ah,
so we were one of the recipients of their golf outing. It was three groups that benefited from it. So.
Yeah, the Home from the Blind down at Avalon. They lost all the money there.
Oh, that was the other one. Yeah, that was the Impact Club. Yeah, I felt bad.
Oh, well.
Felt bad on that.
Things happen, right?
Yeah, lots of good stuff happening for Big Brothers Big Sisters lately. We had a great Over the Edge.
Yeah?
It was even better because I didn't have to go.
No, that is better.
I was a helper.
Yeah.
Lauren went. I saw Lauren go over.
Yep.
Took some pictures with her and... it was great. It was a good. It was really a good day. It was really fun.
Especially when all you do is help, right?
Weather held out. Yeah, and all I did was, I had a little key card to take people up and down from the penthouse.
Oh,
you
really?
Jean's little special key card for the elevator. Wow. So that was my job.
That's special.
Take people up. And
how many people did it, do you think?
66, I think.
66, yeah. Wow. That's not bad.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
And everybody brought a donation, right?
Yeah, and everybody, went down the right way.
Not head first, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, everybody went down nice and slow as opposed to much faster.
That's even better, right?
But
it's not the fall, it's the sudden stop, right?
Yeah, the fall's fine. It's just when you hit the bottom.
Yeah, it's the sudden stop, yeah. Wow.
I was almost thinking, I'm like, I should do it again. It was it was kind of fun and everything. Yeah. And then a buddy of mine did it, and I made the mistake of being out on the porch because I was taking some pictures when he was getting ready to do it. And I could hear him asking all the questions that I was asking, and a panic was setting in because he's literally like standing off the edge of a 16-story building. And I'm like, that's why I didn't want to do it again. So I came to my senses and I just kept taking people up and down the...
Been there and done that.
I can say I did it.
Don't need to do it again, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you haven't done it, it's really, really cool. And next year is going to be the last year I think we're going to do it. So, all these people now want to scramble to do it because, I've always wanted to do it. And next year's it. That's your last chance. So, we're pretty sure anyway. So, it was really fun. It was a great, day. It raised a bunch of money. And,
well, that's cool that the hotel allows you to do it.
The Sheraton in Atlantic City is where we do it. And they are so generous. Like, they were so welcoming and were so happy to do it. And they keep coming back every year, and they give us a block of rooms. And
really?
The Tun Tavern does this big after party afterwards and everything. I mean, it's just they're magnificent. Without a partner like that, we wouldn't even we wouldn't even have something like this.
That's incredible.
Yeah, because we went to some of the bigger casinos and stuff, and they're like, well, you got to write to our risk manager in Las Vegas. And but like, good luck, you'll never... But this was fantastic. It was a great, it was just a great event. So, and the Sheraton was such a great partner. So it was really nice.
That is cool.
Yeah.
It was cool that they were that friendly about it.
It was. Michael Cohan actually got us hooked up with them originally, and it's been a great partnership ever since.
So, wow.
Yeah, we were super, super appreciative of it.
How many years has it gone on?
This was our third year that we did it.
Yeah. You did mention that this next year should be the last year, and you said that you'll do some other type of fundraiser.
Yeah, we have a huge event we're kind of planning in the background. We haven't released it to the public yet because we haven't finalized details on it.
Uh-huh.
Because logistically it's going to be so hard to pull off because it's such a big event. But we'll announce it pretty soon, hopefully.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I think that's good. Good marketing on your part to change the event.
You know, it's such a big event that you just it's kind of hard to do that every year. You know what I mean? Like it's really tough to just keep doing the same event all the time. And especially an event this large, it's so much scale and size that it's really a challenge. So it's one of those things you think every couple of years you pretty much have to cycle through. So
yeah.
But that brings up a whole new host of challenges because when you're when you rely completely on donations and stuff, it's really tough to to have an event that raises that kind of money. I mean, we net like $70,000 on that, which is like a third of our budget, literally.
Wow.
So, you can't replace it with like
snowball
something where you're gonna make. $5,000 and call it a day. Like you need to have an event on that scale to make that kind of money. And between that and car raffle, that's 2/3 of our revenue. So we rely on that a lot.
You've been doing the car raffle for a while, though.
Car raffle's been around a long time. Yeah, car raffle's been around probably 25 years, I think. So that's not going anywhere. That's our, you know, kind of signature event. That'll be October the 17th.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have it back at the Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. So,
and tickets are still available?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We just opened the ticket window about 2 weeks ago. So
it's a 1,500 ticket.
1,500 is a limit. So that's when it, we sell out, we sell out. So I have a feeling we're going to sell out before even the night. And last year we sold like 55 tickets at the event, which was great. But this year I would be surprised if we have any left.
Didn't the guy who won, didn't he buy 10 tickets or something?
He bought 40 tickets.
40 tickets.
He bought 40 tickets at $100 a piece. He buys 20 all the time.
Yeah.
Like pretty much every year. And the best part was he won on his birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so, I mean, it just, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that supports that much, I mean, I joked when I said, you bought the car. You didn't win the car over all the years, all the money you spent.
Yeah.
But, you know, he just loves the organization and wanted to support it, and I'm, like, thrilled that he won. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
So that was really exciting.
Well, you asked me what number ticket I wanted. I told you I just want the winning ticket.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's funny, some people are super picky. They want an exact ticket number, you know, yeah. And then the first person to call gets it, you know, but some people have standing instructions for it. Like, every year I want,
yeah.
you know, I want number 102 or something for whatever, you know, whatever it is.
No kidding.
And, yeah, so I just got a pile of tickets, and I got to go pay. I get them tonight, and then I got to go pass them out to everyone that bought them. So I'll give you yours on Wednesday when I see you. And,
that'll be fine.
And I've got a couple other deliveries to make. So we go through them fast. So if people want them, you know, reach out, because they won't. That when there's only 1,500 available, they don't last too long. So.
Can they buy tickets on a website?
They can through they can go onto the website, Big Brother Big Sister of Atlantic City, you know, bbbsac.org, and they can get the order form there. They can print out the order form and send them in.
Oh, okay. So, you yep. can mail them.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Cool. But there's only 1,500 tickets available.
That's it. 1,500. They're $100 a piece, and you win yourself a $60,000 Mercedes. So. Life is pretty good.
That's not too shabby, huh?
It is, you know, and it's funny because some people are like, $100, that's outrageous. I'm like, you know it's a $55,000 car, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For $100,
yeah.
And there's only 1,500 sold?
Yeah.
Like, you should buy two because yeah. your odds are now 1 in 750. Like,
you narrow your chances there pretty close.
Yeah. Mathematically, this is the best you're ever going to have.
Yeah.
I do one where it's, you know, their tickets are $10 and you win a, you know, Corvette or something. Well, they sell like 4 million tickets.
Yeah.
So you're not going to win. There's no chance, you know. But in this, 1,500 tickets, like, you have a legitimate shot at winning, you know, a brand new Mercedes of your choice. So.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about, tell us what our topic is today.
Our topic today is investing before, during, and after retirement. So yeah. Kind of the three stages of leading up to retirement, when people are the right at it and people are already retired.
I also had somebody ask me a question about the family dollar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
It's like anything else, it works, but it's a in moderation thing. You know, it's not the answer to all problems, and unfortunately it kind of gets sometimes marketed as the answer to all solutions, but... It's like any other product. It works and it doesn't. So
you know who said that about moderation, don't you?
Wasn't Ben Franklin, I'm
Aristotle.
Sure. Okay.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah. Definitely wasn't Ben Franklin.
No, definitely not Ben
Everything
Franklin.
In excess.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take our first break of the hour. We're with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management in Marmore, New Jersey. His phone number there is 609-486-5073. We're going to talk about, investing before, during, and after retirement.
Right.
I actually wrote it down so I could be able to transpose it.
Nice.
Almost well. All right, Rachel, take us away.
WOND.
Includes only bonus, 25% discount on some models. See dealer for details in 7/31/18.
Everybody knows Bennett Chevrolet has the best prices every day. So when we have a sale, it's a really big deal. And right now, during Bennett Chevrolet's July summer sell down, we must sell over 200 new and pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is priced to move. Come get your new Chevy for $500 below GM supplier employee prices. And you keep all the rebates. But right now, during our summer sell down, you'll get discounts up to 25%. That's right, as much as 25% off MSRP on some of our hottest models. Plus, Bennett will give you a minimum $6,000 for your trade, any trade, regardless of condition or miles, towards any pre-owned vehicle on our lot. All this while dealing with a non-commissioned salesperson who's rewarded on your satisfaction, not how much you spend. No pressure, no double talk, just helpful service. Hurry to the summer sell down and find new roads at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com.
The Avalon Beach Patrol Alumni Association, in conjunction with the Tara Miller Melanoma Foundation, presents the 6th annual Avalon Classic Charity Golf Outing and Happy Hour, Saturday, August 11th. This fun day of golf includes closest to the pin, longest drive, and putting contests, a raffle, and a branded gift for all golfers. The scramble format starts at 11 a.m. at the Avalon Golf Club, and Happy Hour is at the Princeton starting at 6:30. All proceeds from this event go directly to melanoma research. The Tara Miller Foundation donates 100% of their funds directly to research. All are welcome. Registration closes on Friday, August 3rd. It's a fantastic day of golf, and it's all for a great cause. So don't miss the Avalon Beach Patrol Alumni Association's 6th annual Avalon Classic Charity Golf Outing and Happy Hour, Saturday, August 11th. For detailed information, visit abpalumni.com.
Thomas Heist is here to earn your trust. We're confident you'll benefit from us. Our focus is on people, for business and family. You'll like the way we do business. Thomas Heist Insurance Agency.
The price of everything seems to be going up, but guess what's coming down? Life insurance rates. Have you looked lately? As we live longer and serious diseases are better managed, insurance companies have actually lowered their rates for many people. Call us today for a quote. I'm Tom Heist, and you'll like the way we do business.
You'll like the way we do business. Thomas Heist Insurance Agency.
Celebrate our 40th anniversary all summer at Resorts Casino Hotel, home to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville and Landshark Bar and Grill. Come for specials, live entertainment, free concerts on Landshark Beach, and 6 daily happy hours. Visit award-winning gourmet dining, Capriccio's, and Gallagher's Steakhouse. For new members, get 3x comp dollars and 3x cash back, plus a free 40th anniversary tote. Learn about our summer-long celebration and book your stay at resortsac.com. A Mohegan Sun property. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For complete and up-to-date total traffic in South Jersey, listen weekends to News Talk 1400 WOND.
Now back to Bob Burns and your afternoon on News Talk 1400 WOND.
All right, we're back. We're meeting with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management in Marmar, New Jersey. 609-486-5073 is his phone number. You can also go to richassetmanagement.com for more information. All right. Interesting topic you have here today.
Yeah, so investing before, during, and retirement. So a lot of people say, I don't know when to come to you. Like, I'm not retired yet, or I've been retired. Is it too late? Yeah, so the answer is no. It's never too early. It's never too late. But, you know, there's three main categories of people that come to us, and that's a couple of years before retirement, people right about to retire, and then people who are already retired. And how you invest for those people is very different, because, you know, they all require, you know, different time segments, and how dramatically you change that portfolio is kind of a factor of several things, including market conditions and economic outlooks and need for spending and retirement, all that kind of stuff. So there's a multitude of components that go into it. So I always say in 20 some years, I've never made two the same. You know, I mean, it's the same formula, but I've never had two exactly the same, you know. So it's the snowflake theory of retirement, not the, you know, not the other snowflake material.
But there's no snowflake alike.
No. So the first grouping are those that are a couple years away from retirement. And they're the ones that are most affected by current market conditions. You know, a lot of people think that's retirees, but it's really that first group, because if the market's had a recent major downturn, you know, if you're retiring in 2010 or 11 And you just went through 2008. And when you come out of that into 2009, you want to be as equity oriented as possible. Concurrent multiple crashing years is not really a commonality.
Yeah.
So you want to be shifting that to more equity to get as much of that those losses back and catch as much of that upside as you possibly can. If you're in a market like today, where we haven't had it down for a long time, that's a whole different strategy now, because in this current environment, we're overdue for a correction.
Yeah.
And I don't see it. This is personal opinion here. I don't see it the end of this year. I don't know that I see it maybe even the first up to half of next year. Yeah, but then the crystal ball starts getting a little cloudy at that point.
Yeah.
And at some point, you have to really start to get a little nervous. And it would be just imprudent to get too aggressive in this market for someone who's getting really close to retirement, because you really have to start to reevaluate what the strategy is going forward. So what I do with that group is I start to lay the foundation of my income distribution plan, which is the first 5, preferably 10 years of retirement. That money that you're going to spend during those years, that can have no market risk whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean, it just can't be in the market, period. Because I don't know when the next 2008 is going to be. I know it's going to be. I just don't know when.
Yeah.
So therefore, if I know it's going to happen, as long as I've got a long enough time horizon, I don't care about money I'm not spending for 20 years.
Right.
But the money I'm spending, as soon as I retire, I can't take any risk with that. That's, and I say this all the time, this is the biggest risk to retirees. It's not anything other than sequence of return risk. That is the big issue that they face. It's not rate of return. It's not the only thing that soon-to-be retirees or now retirees, recent retirees should be worried about is sequence of return risk. That is the risk that I'm going to have a bad year in the beginning of retirement, and I'm living on that money now,
right,
and it's going to ruin my whole retirement plan. I mean, that's the biggest determinant of success and failure in retirement is the dumb luck of the market in which you happen to retire.
Yeah.
So if you happen to retire in 2009, life is great. If it's 2007, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Sorry, but that's not financial planning. That's crossing your fingers and hoping. So I always tell people, you did not work your entire life to save all this money to cross your fingers and hope that the first couple of years of retirement is good.
Oh yeah.
So I take all of that risk out of the portfolio. I eliminate sequential return risk by just taking that first 10 years worth of income and just get out of the market altogether. Now I don't care if the market crashes next year, because the next 10 years of income are already provided for you.
Yeah.
If it crashes tomorrow, it took us, 2008 was the worst crash since the Great Depression. And 5 years later, we were at a record high. I'm going to assume 10 years. I'm going to assume it's going to be that much worse. Is it? Probably not, but that's okay.
Yeah.
No one will ever complain about I didn't lose them a lot of money. So I build in 10 years worth of padding. So if you're going to retire in 3, then I want 7 years of padding in the investment portfolio plus the 3 you're going to work.
Yeah.
That gets me my 10. So, same thing. If you're 5 years away, then I need 5 years worth. Then after that, I can start to reintroduce risk into the portfolio more than 10 for money that's going to be spent more than 10 years out. And I always tell people, think of it as like pension, pensions have to match liabilities. If we have a certain number of people retiring, they have their investments mature at a certain point so that they can pay these retirees out.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same concept. Take the money you have and match it to when you're going to actually spend it. Because it doesn't, money I'm not spending for 30 years does not need to be sitting in something, quote unquote, safe and secure.
Yeah.
Because I'm retired now. Because if you're too conservative in retirement, which is a whole other problem, then you end up running out of money because you can't earn enough interest. That's what retirees are facing today.
Uh-huh.
10 years ago, when I was getting 7% on a CD, I didn't care.
No.
I can live off it. Fine. $100,000, I'm getting $7,000 a year.
Yeah.
Now make that number 1.
Yeah.
Per 100. So a million gets me, what, $10,000 a year? Wow. I mean, how much money do I have to be able to live?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. You can't today. So that strategy that might have worked 10 or 20 years ago doesn't work today. And that's part of the problem is sometimes we assume this is the way it should be because it used to be that way 20 years ago, and it doesn't work anymore. So those people are really more affected by market conditions. And that's kind of the biggest first group, and then we'll get to the rest of them in a little bit.
We're talking with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management in Marmore, New Jersey. 486-5073 is his phone number there. We're going to take our bottom of the hour news break from ABC Headline News. If you want to give us a call, it's 927-1100. We'll be back.
We don't yet know who President Trump's next pick for the Supreme Court will be, but we do know who will show that person the ropes. The White House confirms former Arizona Senator John Kyle will serve as what they're calling the Sherpa for the nominee, helping them navigate the nomination process. At 9 p.m. Eastern tonight, we'll find out who that person is.
Sources say the president's shortlist is down to the following four judges: Brett Kavanaugh, Thomas Hardiman, Amy Coney Barrett, and Raymond Kethledge. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Pentagon confirms the military parade President Trump asked for will now happen on Saturday, November 10th. It was originally supposed to be on the 11th, but the 10th marks 100 years since the end of World War I. Another successful day of rescues in Thailand after four more boys were brought out of that flooded cave where they've been trapped for more than 2 weeks. They're now recovering in the hospital. Four more boys remained trapped with their soccer coach. Great Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson has resigned. He's the latest to leave the Prime Minister's cabinet over the Brexit deal. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Bob Burns in your afternoon continues on News Talk 1400 WOND.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
I love it.
It was from Jim Crane, right?
Yep, that was to you from Jim Crane.
Wow. That was supposed to be the Flintstones? Is that
yes.
What that was?
Oh. And I got to watch a little clip on here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Little YouTube clip of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Spats nice and I started these shows 6 years ago today.
6 years ago today.
Yep.
That's great.
And I also told you it would have been my dad's 99th birthday.
Right? Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I was 19. He said to me, son, I said, I think you'll be good at radio. I didn't. I told him, he got me a job at 6 a.m. in the morning on a local radio station to do sports and weather. I said, Pop, at 6 a.m. in the morning, I'm only getting up to go to the bathroom. That's
yeah.
It. I ain't getting up to go to
work. Not good at anything at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so, but anyway, yeah, six years ago today. So, and we're still here, which is really surprising.
Congrats. Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're here, too, because you've been a very big part of the show for the last couple of years.
Hey, we love it. I enjoy it. I really, you know, I say all the time, like, the most fun thing I probably do in my business is this.
Yeah.
You know, I love educating people, you know, and it's funny because, you know, and I'm not saying this because I'm on the air, but your viewership is great. Like, you get, when people come into my office from the show, like, these people know what they're doing. You know,
right.
These aren't, they've been investing for years. These people are smart. They understand investments. And it's great for me because, you know, that's the perfect consumer for me. I like to educate people. You know, to me, I consider myself more of a teacher / psychiatrist in the world of investing than I do invest. You know, a computer model can pick investments. But to really educate people on why we do what we do and how we do it, and especially when you have someone who's astute at it and says, wow, this is a better mousetrap, then that really appeals to us, you know, and we get that from your viewers, or, you know, your listeners, because they really get it, you know, they really do understand it, and they're very well versed on a lot of topics.
I get to go to a lot of listeners' homes for my other business, and it's always. I was joking last week. I called a woman and her husband up to set up an appointment, and a woman says, "What are you allergic to?" I said, "What am I allergic to?" I said, "I'm not. I have a food allergy, but it's not a big deal." And she said, "Well, I don't want to make something that's going to make you sick." I said, "You don't have to make me anything."
Yeah, right.
Trust me. I got there, and there's this great big plate of peanut butter brownies.
Wow.
I held out. I did have one, but. Yeah, it's always nice to go into listeners' homes because they're always so nice and friendly, and you know, they're great great group of people.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'll meet people just you know, out on the street or wherever. I was in a bar when I happened to have one of my company shirts on, and I was like, oh, you're a guy from the radio, are you? And I'm like, yeah. He was bartending, you know, and he bought me a drink. And I'm like, you don't have to buy me a drink. Like, but it's funny. They're really, yeah, it's a great group of people. So,
all right.
So that first group, again, I'm near retirement. So, you know, this is, I've, and this is tough because this is a big mind shift. You know, I'm starting to go from saving to spending. Yeah. And that's a completely different animal. And I, you know, I've said this before, the conventional wisdom that we've used, we've told people for the last 40 years has been, well, you're going to retire, so be more conservative. And I hate that advice because A, I don't have any idea what that means.
Right.
You know, if I was 100% stock and now I'm 95, technically I am more conservative.
Yes.
I don't think that's remotely the right answer for you, but technically that's more conservative. And also you have to understand 40 years ago when we doled out that advice to people just indiscriminately, you know, you retired at 65, you died at 70.
Yeah.
So it didn't really matter that much what you did with your portfolio. You weren't going to live that long anyway. Today, retirement's 20, 30, 40 years long.
Wow.
I mean, I have a client that's 104. So, you know, you could be retired for a really, really long time. So now, and not only that, you know, that was also, you know, let's go back to the 80s or something when I was getting 11% in a CD or 14% in a CD.
Right.
And I was going to live 5 years in retirement. There's not a lot to think about here. Life is pretty easy.
Yes.
Today I've got lousy interest rates, you know, near zero, and I'm going to live a really long time. That is a dangerous combination for a retiree. And it's an expensive one because things aren't cheaper. So everything costs more, only I'm earning less on fixed stuff. And now I'm going to live a long time. And now I have a real prospect of running out of money. So that's really a big deal. So the first 10 years, we've got to remove all of that risk. So if you're leading up to retirement, wherever you are, if you're 10 years out, you're okay. Anything short of that, you need to start lining up each year's worth of income relative to have a 10-year. So if I'm going to work 5 years, then I need 5 years that's protected.
Yeah.
If I'm going to work two, well, then I need 8 years protected. And that's how we start to design that. The next group I get a lot are people, hey, I'm retiring in 6 months, or I'm retiring in 2 months, or I just retired last week. You know, and that's really sometimes a real culture shock when you meet me, because now I'm saying, okay, everything you did up to this point is great, but it's not going to help you at all in retirement.
Yeah.
Now we've got to flip the switch to, you know, to income and the spend down, so to speak. And that's really, you know, that's kind of a big overhaul. So nothing bad about it, but we have to transition from saving to spending. And that mindset of I want the maximum return I can get has to go away.
Yeah.
And you have to have the mindset of I can't lose a ton of money. And again, that's where that be more conservative mindset came from. But the reality is when you put the math to it or the science behind it, it doesn't work. So you have to create something else. So right. That's why, you know, I think our system works a little differently in that we eliminate that potential for sequential return risk by having, you know, get those bad potential early years out. And then make the money on the back end, that when you are 85 and 90 years old, then you can start to turn that to more fixed income, and you know, I build a little buffer in on the back end, so that I always tell people we're having this conversation 35 years from now,
yeah,
and you're now 100 years old, great, I'll still be here because I don't want to retire. So, well, I have a 6 year old. How am I going to retire?
Yes.
So, but you know, and you didn't think you were going to live this long, but yeah, here we are. That's okay. We've planned for that too. I've got a little chunk on the back end that's going to take you another 10 years. You know, if we live past 110, great. Then we'll have that conversation when we get there.
We'll worry about that.
We'll worry about that one then. But up until then, I really need to have it spaced out and designed so that, you know, we can really account for a lot of these things, because that's the big issue. Is there's a lot of things that change, and I always say it has to have maximum flexibility, because nothing in life goes the way we plan it. And I said, if
well,
and if
that's the truth.
And I always go back and I said, well, go back 25. Let's say retirement's 25 years. Go back 25 years and ask yourself, did everything I thought would happen exactly the way I thought it would the last 25 years? And when they finally stop laughing, I say, and that's why I designed the plans the way I do, because we don't know what's going to go wrong, but something's going to go wrong.
Something
and I have to plan wrong for that before it happens.
We're talking with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management in Marmora, New Jersey. His phone number is 486-5073. Give him a call, or you can go to richassetmanagement.com, which is the website. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to you from the Manco & Manco studios. Manco & Manco, the first and last name in chicken wings. I'll say that until you're gone. We'll be back.
WOND.
Hi, this is Jim Crane for the Pleasantville Music Shop, where they're having their Swing in the Summer Super Sales event. Stop in for a swinging deal on a brand new or used piano. Great deals on all electronic keyboards. Check out our complete line of guitars and basses. We've got everything musical. Sheet music and music books, got them. Drum sets, congas, bongos, and cymbals, we got them too. Everything for your swinging band. Trumpets, trombones, flutes, clarinet, saxes. All at Swing in the Summer sale prices. We have the lowest price on band rentals for all the schools, repairs on all instruments, also lessons in our studio. So swing on into the Pleasantville Music Shop on the Black Horse Pike in Pleasantville with 3.5% sales tax. Phone 641-4600. That's 641-4600. It's the Pleasantville Music Shop's Swing On In for a Super Summer Deal today.
Looking for a career change? Was your job recently eliminated? Finding it difficult to secure the right opportunity in Atlantic County? If you're passionate, highly motivated, and love to sell, Longport Media, owner of News Talk 1400 WOND, wants you. Longport Media, locally owned and operated, is hiring salespeople right now at its Lynnwood, New Jersey-based radio stations. As a commissioned salesperson, your earning potential is unlimited while representing beloved, well-known radio brands at the Jersey Shore. Plus, Longport Media offers fully paid medical benefits. 2 years of outside sales experience is preferred. A college degree is not required. See why Longport Media employs salespeople who have been with our radio stations, including News Talk 1400 WOND, for over 20 years. Start making great money today by emailing your resume to family-owned and operated Longport Media at jobs@longportmedia.com. That's jobs@longportmedia.com. Longport Media is an equal opportunity employer. Get control of your life today by changing your radio station to WOND.
Newkirk Family Veterinarians, come join our family.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Newkirk inviting you to come join the family. Here at Newkirk Family Veterinarians in English Creek, you'll find medical and surgical services, grooming, cat boarding in our famous cat house, as well as rehabilitation and physical therapy. We can perform x-rays and blood testing on-site so we can have most test results within 30 minutes. That's faster than most human hospitals. Come see why we're always a top vote-getter in the best of the press for best veterinary hospital. 609-645-2120, 645-2120, or see us on the web at NewkirkFamilyVeterinarians.com. Since 1981, second to none.
Voted best in the business. It's not just about your pet. It's about your family. Newkirk Family Veterinarians. Come join our family. Newkirk Family Veterinarians.
It started with a single Italian farmer back in 1863. Now, Hamilton has the largest Italian population in the Garden State, and Hamilton is home to the longest-running Italian festival in the country, the 143rd Annual Our Lady of Mount Carmel Festival, Tuesday, July 10th through Monday, the 16th, at the Carnival Grounds on Mount Carmel Lane in Hamilton. Enjoy food, rides, a beer garden, world-class free entertainment every night on the world's brightest midway. There'll be unlimited rides Wednesday and Sunday with your $25 wristband. It ends with feast day on Monday the 16th with Italian and Spanish masses, procession, and fireworks at 10. It's the annual Our Lady of Mount Carmel Festival, Tuesday, July 10th through Monday the 16th at the Carnival Grounds, Mount Carmel Lane in Hamilton. Visit mountcarmelsociety.org and follow them on Facebook.
AtTheShoreOnline.com is your guide to South Jersey fun. Check out the website for information on entertainment and events from LBI to Cape May. It's fun, interactive, and easy to use. Looking for a kid-friendly happening? Check out the fun for the whole family section. AtTheShoreOnline.com also has stories and information on local art, dining, entertainment, and golf. Visit the Atlantic City Insiders feature for videos and photo galleries of clubs and casinos, plus read their blogs about gambling, beer, and wine. AtTheShoreOnline.com, your guide to South Jersey fun.
WOND Pleasantville.
You're listening to Bob Burns in your afternoon on News Talk 1400, WOND.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management in Marmora, New Jersey. And Eric's talking about investing before, during, and after retirement. Let me ask you, how do people react when you give them your little spiel, when they sit down and they finally talk to you?
I mean, most people, I think, I always tell people, like, don't do or decide anything today. Because it's overwhelming, and I know it is. And I can tell by the deer in headlights look. And I try extremely hard to explain things in a language I would want it to be told to me in.
Okay.
You know, again, with stuff I'm not good at, I know I'm not good at it. Just don't make me feel dumb about it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, again, car repair. I could go in and they could tell me something. You're completely talking over my head. I don't get any of this. I get 99% of the stuff I deal with is over most people's heads because it's, you know, it's complex. But if you put it in layman's terms, just, you know, these are really smart people. Just speak their language and they'll get it, you know. So, but it's still a little overwhelming because it's not the investment part they don't understand. It's the cataclysmic shift of saving for retirement versus spending, you know, now that I'm retired.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, that is night and day. And the problem is, and I say this all the time to people, is what got you here will not get you the rest of the way. They are two totally different things. You know, it's like studying in college, but then going out in the real world. Yeah. You know, they're just different things. So saving for retirement and living in retirement are totally different. If you have remotely the same portfolio, it is probably wrong. Because it just doesn't work, you know, and that's the problem. And everybody just takes, you know, and again, the conventional wisdom is take this giant portfolio, or hopefully giant portfolio, and I'll just be a little more conservative and I'm going to cross my fingers and hope it all works out.
And
I just tell it, that's bad advice. It doesn't work. I've done the math. I mean, it genuinely doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm a research guy, so I need to know that something works mathematically or it doesn't. And I don't know how, you know, how do you know that? And that affects, you know, this last group the most. That's the problem. The last group have a unique challenge, and that's those that are already retired. And the problem that they face is that they often don't spend enough money. And it's because they live in fear of, and the system is designed, I mean, we would all do the same thing in the same situation because they have no information to go on. So I've been told to be more conservative. I'm watching my portfolio go down, and it should be, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But is it going down too fast, too slow? Like, I don't know, and therefore my default will be I'll just spend less money because I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid all the time because I don't have the information I need to make an educated decision. And they face, you know, that's a real big challenge. So they end up hurting themselves a lot of time by limiting their income because they just don't know how much can I take out of this portfolio every year and not run out of money. That's all they want to know.
Uh-huh.
It's very simple. Just tell me how much I can spend without ever having to worry about running out of money. And over the years, they've heard stuff about the 4% rule, which, again, is not intended for them. It never was. You know, that was a study not ever intended for the public. You know, and then other people say, well, I heard it's 2.25% because inflation and different things. And other people are spending, you know, I've had people come in and say, hey, can I spend about 10% a year? You know, and even I'm choking when I hear that. Like, no, you don't. Well, you can, but you better have a terminal illness or something to go along with that. So that's the problem. They don't know how much they can spend. So they're just, you know what, I'm just not going to spend anything. And that really bothers me because this is, I've worked my entire life very hard. I did all the right things. I saved money. I did everything right. And now I feel worried all the time about spending 5 cents. And I kind of enjoy retirement, but not nearly the way I should. because I'm afraid to.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's the system's wrong then. If that's how retirement is, then the system is wrong. So that's why I think, you know, again, I think our system's a little better in that my job and the way I design plans are, you know, the day you retire, how much money you should have at the end of every year from now until the day you told me you're going to die. I mean, year after year, at the end of year one, I can tell you to the dollar how much we planned you would have.
Yeah.
And then once I know that, it's pretty easy to know whether or not I'm on track. You know, and I always say it's like, you know, my wife's an ER nurse. The reason they take vitals when you walk in is so that when you walk out, I know you're better than you were when you got here. You know, that there's a reason for it because I have to have something to measure against.
Yeah.
The problem for retirees is they have a portfolio, they start spending money, and they panic because there's no yardstick to measure anything against.
Okay.
You know, and they go to their advisor 5 years later and say, hey, how am I doing? They say, oh, you're doing great. What does great mean?
Yeah.
Like, how much money do I have in my account? Is that good? Is that bad? Because there's no, because no one ever said at the end of year five, you should have blank in your account. And if you have that number, then I know you're telling me the truth when you say everything's great.
Okay.
If I have a third of that number, you are lying to me. And if I have three times that number, I'm not spending enough money.
So when you set up a retirement plan for somebody, you can tell that? You can tell them how much money they should have after five years?
Yep. I can tell them. I can say at the end of year 5, 7, 13, you should have this much money.
Uh-huh.
Based on these inputs, you know, how much you have at retirement or right. How much you have invested right now, based on your spending, this is exactly what I expect you to have.
Okay.
And I've got 20 years of data tell me it's pretty darn accurate. You know, so I know, because again, it's math and science. It's not finger crossing.
Yeah.
So, and once people know that, their entire retirement is different. Because now the stress and anxiety goes away. Because I know, you know, when we get to the end of year 7 and I say you should have blank in your account, and you actually have that.
Right.
Great. Then everything's on track. I don't have to worry about anything.
Right. What about the stuff? The first 10 years, you put that away, and you know that you could spend X amount of dollars a year, and it should be fairly easy to figure out because there's really no growth in that money, is there?
There is, but it's not dramatic because it's not in the market. You know, so maybe I always say the first segment might only be 1%, the second one might be 3 or 4. You know, it depends on the person and the risk tolerance. But I always, you know, I'm slightly smart in that. I design it to do a little better than I hope it's going to do.
Sure.
You know, because if I'm going to surprise, I want it to be upside, not better, a downside.
Better good news than bad news.
Exactly. You know.
What about the money that's outside of that? What about the money that's in a growth?
You know, the money that I'm not spending for 20 years, I don't care. If the market falls 30% tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Okay. I'm not spending that money for 20 years.
All right.
So I don't care what happens
you
to the...
You can't calculate that.
Yeah, money. So I don't care what happens. Well, I calculate it.
Right.
But I understand that money I'm not spending for 20 years is going to fluctuate more. And if last year, you know, instead of making 7%, I made 6 or I made 12, that's okay. There's going to be other years where I don't make that much.
Yeah.
And I'm going to net out to a realistic number. So I make the assumptions more conservative than they should be intentionally.
Yeah.
I pad the back end intentionally.
Okay.
So that when things do go wrong or, hey, I need more money because my kid needs help or my dad moved in with me or what, that's okay. I've already planned for those things.
Yeah.
You know, I build in those mistakes or whatever it is along the way. I don't call them mistakes, I call them life. I build that in along the way so that we're covered.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. Once you know what you should have at the end of every year and you see, you know, year after year, I'm basically on target or the first, you know, 20 years is on target. If the 25th year is behind a little, I don't really care. If it was a bad year on the market, I would expect that. But you really get to rely on, hey, this works. It's accurate. It's telling, you know, it's telling me what I should have. I actually have it or hopefully I'm ahead of it. Or if I'm a little behind, then do I need to change an investment or something?
Yeah.
But it really helps keep us on track. And not for nothing, but it lets them know I'm doing my job. Instead of just relying on me to do this and coming to me 7 years later and saying, hey, how's everything? And I say, hey, it's great. I actually have the math to back it up. Yeah. If I say it's great, well, here it's great because I told you you were going to have this at the end of year 7, and this is what you have, which is hopefully above that number. Oh, okay. Yeah, he really is telling me the truth. So, you know, not that people necessarily think you're not, but, you know, you want math to back up what you're saying. Yeah. You know, anybody can say it.
Not
but,
speculation.
But only the math actually, you know, when it all comes down to push comes to shove, it's all about math. So that's really the nice thing. And then a lot of times what we find is when people go into that type of spending plan and they look at my income distribution plan, they're going, I said, well, this is how much you should be able to comfortably spend a month. And I'll see two spouses look at each other, and I know they're not spending anywhere near that number. I can tell by the look on their face that they're spending, you know, if they're spending $4,000 a month and I tell them, you know, 8 or 7, they want to fall out of their chair, or, you know, one of them's planning a trip and the other one's thinking about a new car because they're not spending enough.
I see.
And we're still protecting the inheritance and all the things that you said you wanted to deal with. I deal with all those things in the plan.
Yeah.
But the reality is now you can comfortably spend this amount because we've already accounted for all these other things. And you can see it in an easy-to-read, simple document that shows, you know, simple graph that says this is what you have, this is what you should have in any given year. You're on track to have blank at age 90. How do you feel about that? And I just keep tweaking it until I get to the exact ratio that they want. And some people, they're more conservative. Some are a little more aggressive. And I just keep molding it until it fits. And then every year, hey, has anything changed? Anything different in your life? And then we keep updating it every single year to make sure that there's no surprises. It's not like we just do it and then 20 years later pull out the dusty document and say, did it work?
How's it look?
Yeah, you know, we have to really know that it does. But once you could take that stress and anxiety away from a retiree by just giving them the basic information they need, it's all they need is that yardstick to be able to measure stuff. Once you do that for them, retirement becomes a lot more enjoyable.
You think there's a lot of people out there not spending enough?
I think there's way more than people think.
Yeah.
I think for every, if you took 100 people in retirement, this is my guess, but I'll bet it's pretty close. If you took 100 people in retirement, 40 are probably spending too much, 20 are spending the right amount, and 40 are spending too little.
How about
that? And maybe it's 50 too little and 30 too much. I mean, it's probably more people spending too little.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really crazy. But, it's pretty common. And I can tell, as soon as I see the look on their face, I know exactly which camp they fall into. I can tell by the expression whether you're spending too little, too much, or just right.
That's funny.
I've been doing it too long, I guess.
I guess so. You've been doing it a lot longer, too, with a 6-year-old kid. Right?
You know, well, you know what? I love it. I tell people all the time. It's funny. I specialize in retirement. I have no desire to retire. But I just, you know, I'm 47, and I'm like, all right, in 30 years, I'll start to, like, work a, you know, 30-hour week. You know, maybe I'll go to 30 hours or something, you know. But to not do it at all, I don't know. I don't know why I'd ever not want to do what I do. I love it, you know, and I just, you know, and the more people you can educate, the more people you can help, it's like, you know, that's what life's all about. So to me, it's like, why do I want to stop doing this?
You see, you're lucky. It took me until 6 years ago to figure out what I really wanted to do.
Right?
What I wanted to do when I grew up, yeah. This what I do now has just turned out to be just a perfect thing for me.
And it is. It makes all the difference in the world once you get there,
yeah.
You know, and it's funny because people are like, oh, you don't want to retire, that's crazy. And I'm like, you know, Warren Buffett's, what is he, 86? He's not retired.
No,
like,
he's not retired.
And if you look at a lot of the world's billionaires, you know, the Koch brothers, all these guys, like...
They're still working.
None of these guys are retired, you know? So obviously they love what they do, and that's why they're so successful. They have no desire to retire, you know? Yeah. And I get it, you know, if I don't like what I do, I want to retire today. But personally, I love what I do, and if I can do this for 40 more years, I'd be thrilled.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I'd happily fall over in my office.
I actually won 2 awards from an insurance company 2 months in a row.
Nice.
For products sold.
There you go.
Yeah, it was not a lot of money, but at least I won the award.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we've been talking to Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management. He's in Marmore, New Jersey. His phone number there is 486-5073. That's a 609 area code. Or go to richassetmanagement.com for more information. Eric, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Rachel, you've been pretty quiet over there today, but I'll let you slide. You'll be busy tomorrow for a while.
Yeah, there we go. We'll have a conversation tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. Rachel, thanks for everything you do on the other side. Eric, thanks for coming in. Be true to your school.
Live and local radio you can depend on. News Talk 1400, WOND, South Jersey's News Talk Leader. Download.